ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my weekly catch-up to bring a bit of light and some good energy for the 1% club, the Instagram accountability groups, and community giving 1% of their day to their mental health. Every morning, 10-minute meditation. Every night, 4 minutes of gratitude, 1,440 minutes in a 24-hour day. Just give 14 to your mental health. If you want to join, go follow the Good Human Factor on Instagram and send us a DM saying, I want to join the club, and you'll get added in. It's completely free. It always will be. And there's over 1,500 members, 9 group chats going now with just a beautiful community of people. So if you want to join, go check it out. Also, go head out over to thegoodhumanfactory.com. Have a look at our merch. We're getting very close to sold out. A lot of the men's stuff is gone in large and extra large. So if you're a medium or small, get in there. And I know the women's sizes are going to sell out really quick. So go to thegoodhumanfactory.com. Use the code podcast. Big 25% off everything over there. Also, subscribe to our newsletter. We've got some really exciting events coming up very shortly this year, which I would hate for you to miss out on. Our newsletter each week gives you an update of the podcasts that come out, the merch, the workshops I've been doing, and also gives you a couple good mental health tips. So subscribe to our newsletter over on the website and you'll be fully updated every single week. Also, a huge thank you to Drinker Rep, our sponsors here at this podcast, The Brain Drink, taking amazing care of my brain and so many of yours. From over in New Zealand, neuroscience beverage that you're going to absolutely love. If you head over to their website, drinkarepa.com, you can use the code GOODHUMAN and get a big 25% off everything over on their website. I speak to so many friends who are like, oh, every time I go into a Woolies or a Coles or this certain IGA, I grab one and then sometimes they're sold out. If you're that person, buy them online. It's so much cheaper and you're going to have plenty in your fridge for whenever you need it at home. So if you're looking for short-term brain performance, think of it as like an energy drink that's healthy for you. All natural ingredients, blackcurrant flavored and absolutely delicious and developed and tested by neuroscientists. So go check out their stuff over at drinkarepa.com. Use that code GOODHUMAN and you can get a big 25% off. And now I'm going to give you guys a couple of responses of the gratitudes from the legends in the 1% Good Club and also the special bonus Sunday question, which was this week, when was the last time you got out of your comfort zone and was it a positive or a negative experience? So I had some beautiful responses to this, so I'm excited to read them out and also read out mine. So first we have from group number 7, my beautiful partner, Carolina Fontanetti. So yesterday's gratitudes, time alone and reflecting about how good it is to have / create time for myself. Number 2, doing things in my own pace. And number 3, Brigadeiro, which is a beautiful Brazilian chocolate dessert. So, so yum. And she's written, I've done so many things that took me out of my comfort zone in the past couple years, but surely the biggest one has to be changing my whole life and previous plans to move and start off a new life in Australia. Biggest challenge is the shift from actually seeing all my friends and family to have a virtual relationship with all of them. I'm grateful for technology, but nothing better than actual presence. Although I love my life here, everything is a challenge that takes me out of my comfort zone big time. Finding new friends that I can trust and thrive together, being part of a new culture and mindset, understanding everything from a new perspective, and trying to cope with the distance from all things familiar. I'm so blessed with the willingness, patience, and understanding, though, which helps a lot with this process. Oh, I'm very proud of Carolina. She's had quite the transition and is doing so well finding a new life here in Australia with me. So good on you, babe. Proud of you. Thanks for sending that gratitude through. Next we have from group number 9, Claire Kuzan. Gratefuls. Number 1, breakfast with best friends. Number 2, cheeky Arvo nap. And number 3, dinner with some good friends we haven't been able to see for a while. And the last time I stepped out of my comfort zone was the end of last year. I started a new job at a company after 9 years. It was a big move. However, I am grateful for the decision to make the change as it pushed me to make many changes at the same time and I've never felt better. Oh, good on you, Claire. Sometimes changing jobs is the biggest biggest thing to do, and sometimes it can open up a whole new world for you. Sounds like it did for you. So good on you, Claire, stepping out of the comfort zone and positive change. Next, we have from group number one, Gemma Lepia, or Leaper. Today, I'm grateful for safe travels back to my mum's house. Number two, getting them to meet a family member I never previously got the chance to due to living so far away. And number three, to be with family. I love being on my own and doing my own thing, but sometimes being with family just hits different. And my Sunday question, I'm currently out of my comfort zone because I have a lot of things changing / that need changing, needing to find somewhere to live on short notice, job not going so great, going back to uni, and it's all new. The way everything has come about was negative, but I'm taking a lot of positives from it as I look for new opportunities in the change that it creates. And I'm a big fan of Yes Theory. Check them out on YouTube. So intentionally seeking discomfort is something that I value. Oh, Gemma, hope it all goes well, the changes and the, yeah, getting out of the comfort zone. But it sounds like you've got a really good mindset for it and you're open to that change. And I'm a huge fan of Yes Theory. Those guys are the biggest legends and do such amazing content. If you haven't seen them before, go over to YouTube and check out Yes Theory. They do YouTube videos, stepping out of their comfort zone and, yeah, really trying to encourage, inspire and push other people to do the same. So go check that out. And thanks for sending that one through, Gemma. Next, we have from group number five, Jacinta Jensen. Today, I'm grateful for a catch up with a beautiful friend. Number two, director boot shopping saving me last minute. And number three, my daughter helping me cook dinner tonight. And the last time I stepped out of my comfort zone was last September. After 8 years in the same job where I was very confident and comfortable, I decided to make a big change to benefit my family. It has had both positive and negative impacts, but it's made me realize that I'm able to adapt and learn in new environments, and I have the courage now to move again if needed to or if it benefited me. Oh, Jacinta, once again, changing jobs, such a big thing after 8 years in the same job. Wow, it's just a huge change that can be the biggest, like, comfort zone change. So good on you. It sounds like it's going to be a very positive one for you, and it's opened your mind to how positive change can be sometimes. And last we have from group number six, Ruby Hoare. Today I'm grateful for sunshine, number two, a fun and hard Pilates class, and number three, music. And I love this question. I stepped out of my comfort zone a few months ago when I traveled to Cambodia to do some volunteering with an organization. Before that, I'd never traveled without my parents overseas. This experience was full of positives and definitely some challenges, but overall it was transformative. One of the best moments of my life. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Oh, Ruby, you are a legend. Good on you. Getting out of your comfort zone, going overseas, volunteering. That's something that I really want to do one day. I mean, it's such an excuse, but need to find the time and the money to be able to take the time off to go and do it. But to hear that it's the most amazing experience and transformative of your life really makes me want to go over and do some stuff. I just love Hugh Van Kylenberg's story where he went over to India and spent some time in villages doing some volunteering. Like, just such profound experiences. Whether it's stepping out of your comfort zone or just stepping out of your normal zone can be, yeah, such a big, big step for a lot of us. So good on you, Ruby. I love that one. Okay, my comfort zone. What have I done that's out of my comfort zone? So I'm going to do a really recent one, and not a small one, but a recent one. So last week, Alex Hayes, my best mate, he's been on this podcast. He used to do a lot of swimming for Nippers and is pretty good at ocean swimming. And on Thursday, I was driving down to Sydney for some work and for his birthday weekend. And he messaged me going, hey, I just signed you up to a 5K swim tomorrow. And I was like, you're kidding, mate. I haven't swum that far. Actually, I did it once before, like 4 years ago when I was pro surfing and really fit and healthy. He signed me up. Same thing. Unannounced signed me up. And it was actually the hardest thing I've ever done. So I was like, I'll never do that again unless I'm trained for it. He signed me up again. And I was like, oh, I'm only going to do 2.5K. There was a 2.5K option. So I was like, you know what? 2.5's good. I haven't done any swim training since, well, I haven't even ever done swim training, but yeah, I did that 5K a couple years ago. I might've gone for two swims in the last 4 years. And then he signed me up again and I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. And then I thought in my head, there was a reason why I did it. So I was like, you know what? I can't do the 2.5 and just sit out on the 5 just because I don't feel prepared. I just want to see if I can do it. But my thinking was this. I know I've signed up for this 100-kilometer run in May, and that's going to be a 15 or 16-hour expedition. I was like, if I have to pull back on a 90-minute swim back to a 45-minute swim, then far out, I'm no hope for May. So I was like, you know what? It's going to be a good challenge for me to, one, step out of my comfort zone, but for two, just push my limits and see where I can get with my physical activity. I feel like so many of us cut ourselves way, 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 way short when it comes to stuff like this.
And obviously being an athlete and somewhat fit myself, surfing quite a lot and doing quite a few physical activities, I feel like I can maybe push it a little further than some people. But I also know my biggest strength is just my mind. Being able to silence those voices when they start telling you to quit, silence those voices when they start saying, oh, you're going to hurt yourself, you're going to do this, that. They're usually just voices. We can push ourselves so much further. So if my 5K swim on no training, which I ended up doing it in an hour and 22 minutes, non-stop swimming the whole time. Yeah, I mean, I got through it. It was hard, but it was probably easier than the last swim. So let that be a little show that if you want to do something like a big swim or a big run or a marathon and you're like, I definitely can't do it, just do it. If it takes a little bit longer, it's more about the achievement than trying to do it in a certain time. So that's my little challenge for you. Find a little exercise challenge and then push it a little bit further. See how you go. Okay, my Friday episode coming up this week is a really fun episode with a guy by the name of Frankie Lee. So Frankie has one of the biggest podcasts in the world, an educational podcast called, I think it's just the Frankie Lee podcast. But he also has a thing called contentremoval.com where he helps celebrities and high profile people get content removed offline, which is just fascinating. And the way he came up with the business idea and the entrepreneurial journey he had to get there is just really cool. He grew up over in the UK and had, yeah, a pretty interesting upbringing, went through plenty of ups and downs along his journey, and then it found his way to Australia where he was working in a boxing gym, he was working as a shop fitter, and just a whole range of really interesting things. But then he landed on creating content removal and doing sales and then started a podcast. Really cool to have a chat, really cool to learn his story, and I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy it as well. So listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a sec.
So if you want to reframe your mind from today, maybe just look at the things that aren't taking you in the direction that you want to go in, and then and remove them. And I'm going to give you all a system to do this right now, because this, I think this will change your life. And I'm going to hang my hat on this, right? So I have this thing in my life called radical honesty. I approach all areas of my life with it. Sometimes I don't like what I'm telling myself, but it's radically honest, and I need to, if I'm honest, I can move. If I'm not honest, I can't move forward. So I like to ascertain and correlate where I'm going in my life, because I'm going in a direct direction correlated to two things: the people I'm surrounded by and the habits that I perform. Now, habits are both good and bad. People are both good and bad. So the first thing I do is I write down all the people that I've hung around with in the last 30 days on this side of the page. And then I write positive and negative in two columns, and I put a line down the middle on this side of the page. On this side of the page, I write down all the habits, good and bad, that I'm doing in my life. Okay, I'm drinking, I'm doing drugs, I'm also going to the gym, I'm eating well. So I write down all the habits, positive and negative. And then I write positive and negative on that side of the page. Now I've got this journal. I'm looking at it and I'm approaching it with radical honesty. And then I go like this, right? I've got this guy called Craig in my life. I see him 3 times a week. Is he positive or negative on me? Like, and I just want to give you context and clarity as to why I say that. Because every experience that you have with another human being never leaves you the same.
All right, that's Frankie Lee. He's going to be in your ears this Friday, 5 a.m. Make sure you set your alarms and check that one out. Also, go back and listen to last week's 1% podcast. It was probably the most special episode I've ever done. Episode 100 with Tyler O'Meara, one of our members of the 1% Good Club. If you want to learn more about the club, you're going to learn all about it in that last episode. And you're going to learn about the experience of one of the members. So go check that out. It would mean a lot to me. Also, if you can do me a huge favor, I know I ask this every episode, but so many of you haven't yet done it yet. Spend 1 minute. Go click like, go click 5 stars, go subscribe. All those little things do so much for this podcast. It's been a lot of work for me to get to where it is. I'm so, so proud of what I've done, but I'm just so, so grateful for every one of you who tunes in and listens. So if you want to do me a little favor, tell a friend about it, share it on your social media. It's so beautiful when I see people sharing it around, because I know the impact it's having on so many of you and also having on me. So thank you all so much. I'll see you on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.